Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Tuesday, November 13th. This is episode 233 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. As I've told you many times, I would not do this show if it were not for you. And so thanks so much for being here this week. And I think we've got a really, really great show for you today. You know, I talk a lot about the trends that shape e-commerce, digital marketing, and business more generally. But last week, I took a different approach. I talked about what won't change. I talked about the things that we should expect to stay the same. And I think that's really important because it plays such a critical role in how we go forward. I also think it's true that there are changes we need to be aware. And so today, I want to talk about a different kind of change. And that's the kind of change that will occur within your business. It's not the trends that are driving that change. We talk about those all the time. It's about how your business must react and will react if you're going to remain successful as you go forward. Now, a lot of businesses are looking very closely at how they conduct business, how they operate, how they function, whether it's in operations, whether it's in sales, whether it's in finance, whether it's in customer contact, whether it's in their employee relations, whether it's in their investor relations. How do you function in the world as it is today? And many businesses are referring to this as digital transformation. But really what that's about, what we're saying when we talk about digital transformation, is what would your business look like? How would your business be different today if you'd actually started your business today instead of, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, depending on what kind of business you are and how long you've been around? In practice, it's more about what your business would look like now if you'd started out now. And it's something that lots of businesses are coping with and, to be fair, struggling with, because it's not a simple challenge. It's not a simple thing to do, right? Because your business didn't start last week or last month or last year even. Your business has been around for a while. So you not only have to decide what kind of business you want to be, you also have to change, in many times, the culture to get there, and you have to do it while everything around you continues to change. This isn't something that you just go, oh, well, this is great. If we change right now, we'll be fine down the road, right? This is something that's going to be ongoing for some time. You know, and I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, as we do this, what will my business look like after we're done? And the truth is, nobody knows. If anyone tells you this is the answer, the one true, only possible answer, they are a snake oil salesman, because they cannot possibly know the answer to that. Digital transformation is a journey. You know, if you look at companies like Facebook or Google or Netflix or Uber or Airbnb or any of those, they're not trying to undergo digital transformation. They're already built for the reality of the world they've grown up in. But you cannot just take what they're doing wholesale and just say, well, we'll just act like Uber, or we'll just act like Netflix, or we'll just act like Airbnb. Because the reality of your customers, the reality of your suppliers, the reality of your vendors, the reality of your shareholders, the reality of your employees, all require you take a deliberate approach And I mean deliberate in the sense of thoughtful, not necessarily deliberate in the sense of slow. But you take a deliberate approach in terms of your thinking to say, what are all of the different things that need to change? And what's the most appropriate way to change them? You know, one of the reasons I'm always so bullish on millennials, or as I call them more appropriately, adults under 40, is that they grew up in the world as it is today. They're a great harbinger. They're a great canary in the coal mine of what the world should look like based on what they take for granted. But here's the thing that you have to remember about digital transformation is it's not a project. It's a career, right? You're never done. As we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, digital will continue to drive change in the future. So instead, you need to think about what are the things that we must focus on today? What are the things we must do first? Now, one of the great places to start, and this is why I talked about the things that won't change a couple of weeks ago, but is what does your customer need, right? What does your customer expect of you? How can you help your customer given the realities of today? So we talk about things like mobile. We talk about things like content. We talk about things like customer experience. Because those are not going to change. You need to put in place the right tools, the right people, the right processes, the right measures, the right standards, the right feedback that helps you move your organization in the direction it needs to go based on where your customers are today and based on where your customers are likely to be as you go through this process, right? I want to be really fair about something, by the way. This also isn't new in its own way. Many companies have been coping with this, have been dealing with this, have been thinking about this for years, right? Technological change is not new. Ask anybody who's been around, you know, since the 70s or 80s when computers first came into many companies. They've been dealing with this for a while. You know, I love to tell this story about my dad. My dad, when he started working for a bank a long time ago, I'm the youngest child of a man who didn't have kids until he was older. And so when he started his career in the late 40s, actually 1949, as an 18-year-old, as a clerk in a bank, you know, they had fountain pens. They weren't allowed to use ballpoint pens because nobody knew if the ink would hold up. So here's my dad, a clerk in a bank, writing down loan information in a ledger, in a physical book, just like would have happened. You know, it's like Bob Cratchit in A Christmas Carol. He's literally keeping the books in a book. And by the time he left his job in the 80s, everything was computerized. Everything was running on, you know, not just mainframes, but actually PCs in their local office, in their you know, local department, right? They didn't have to go to the data processing department any longer to run analyses of loans. They could run a report right there on their computer. So this is not a difference people have been dealing, you know, this is something people have been dealing with for decades. What has changed, what is increasingly important, is the speed at which this occurs. You're talking about a reality where today, wherever you are today, whatever you're coping with today, whatever speed you're moving at today, however you might be saying to yourself, my God, this is crazy how fast things are moving. Remember that today is the slowest it will ever do that. Today is the last day it will ever be this speed again. Tomorrow will be faster. The day after that will be faster still. The day after that will be faster still. And so that's why you have to say, okay, what are the things that do not change? And how do we focus relentlessly on those? We've got to focus on your customer. You've got to focus on the fact that your customer carries the internet with them everywhere they go. And that will remain true. I don't know what the device will look like, but I know that they will be connected and looking for the answers that they need. I know that content will power that. That's not likely to change anytime soon. Even if we get to fully self-aware AI, what are the AI going to use to learn and to answer the questions? They're going to learn content. They're going to learn from the content. And you're going to need to provide a great customer experience, because in a world where customers have unlimited choice, they're going to choose the people who make them feel best, that they got what they needed, who make them feel good. What's the old line? I think it's Maya Angelou. People will never remember what you told them, but they will always remember how you made them feel. And when they're carrying the internet in their pocket, they're going to use that to tell their friends and family and fans and followers on social media all about it. And obviously, the more data you can get your hands on that tells you how you can better take care of your customers and what content they need and how you can put that in front of them faster, cheaper, better, puts you in an exceedingly good position from which to compete. So think about your digital transformation. Think about what it means to say, if we were starting our company today, how would it look different than where we are right now? Think about the fact that it is a journey. It is not a destination. This is something you're going to be doing for a long time. Pay attention to what your customers look for, and especially younger customers, because they're going to give you guideposts about what you need to do. And also, do remember, I don't have all the answers. No one does. Too much will continue to change for any one answer to be correct, which is why we focus on take an agile process, test and learn, and then build on that. Because as you're on this journey, what I can tell you is what won't change is the companies that do the best job of helping their customers solve their problems, the companies that do the best job of helping their customers, period, are the companies who are going to transform their customers' lives and are going to be the ones that will be transformed into being successful year after year. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week, but I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 233. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have this podcast delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you could provide a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there, I would very much appreciate it. You can also contact me by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or via email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I look forward to catching up with you here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Until then, be well, everybody, and take care.